back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we discuss various topics and then bring you back to reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us my main man, Brother Ja'far. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. We go way back. And we have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab.
Alaikum assalam.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indian Administrative Kashmir.
So, artificial intelligence. What do you think about it? What are your initial thoughts? Is artificial intelligence a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Science fiction movies have become almost a reality now. If you noticed, I don't know if you saw it, but the Japanese have actually made a robot, a cyborg, which it looks real. It looks like a real human being. Its facial expressions are almost lifelike. If you see it, it's really freaky. What are your thoughts on that? Is this going to help humanity?
You could use something like that in situations where it's tougher for humans to, I guess, work or help. Say, suppose like an oil rig. You could have these humanoid cyborgs work over there, get the job done. And suppose if something happens, well, the cyborg gets destroyed, right? A human's life isn't at cost. Or suppose even now, like with the whole condition of COVID and people being like sanctioned off into their own little sections in the hospital, you could have a cyborg go in and check all the necessary, suppose, temperatures and testings, and they won't contract the disease because, again, they're not human, right? Because mm-hmm. they're metal on the inside,
yeah.
right? So in those cases, I think there's a positive like leap towards going towards the science fiction like reality.
Yeah.
But then again, like every science fiction movie shows that they turn on us at the end.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of hardwired into our psyche from a young age that, you know, robots are eventually going to turn against humanity. Sister Zainab, what are your initial thoughts on this?
I agree with Brother Ja'far that everything has a positive side and a dark side. And all these movies, when we see them using AI systems, be that in robotic form or any other form, we see both the positive side, how much they help humanity and how much they serve humanity. At the end of the day, if the program gets uncontrolled, how this system dominates human beings, and that's where it gets dangerous. I, as a human being, really don't like an artificial intelligence to be dominating us. Mm. So yes, dominating human beings is a bad part of it, but yes, when it serves you, if you, like the brother said, if you have a robotic nurse and that serves so many people in a very less amount of time, it will save time. But at the same time, if something gets, any of the programs gets, you know, rearranged, or if there happens something in the programming and it gets out of control, then it becomes mess for a human being.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he's talked about artificial intelligence, and he said that, you know, we need to work on artificial intelligence. And he's actually, you know, pushed and urged the people to actually invest time, energy and effort into increasing our awareness and ability to create our own artificial intelligence. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So herein lies an issue with the artificial intelligence, the AI, which exists in today's world, and that is that it's not necessarily in the hands of responsible people.
Yeah.
In fact, the people like Boston Dynamics, I don't know if you've seen that robot dog.
Mm.
You know, that was a long, long time ago. A robot dog, and they have like a robot horse as well. It's much bigger. It can run. It can open doors. They actually had one of these on the streets trying to enforce COVID restrictions and stuff. Already, yeah, it's happening, right? Welcome to the future.
Oh, man,
but the point is, as the sister pointed out, if there's even a slight glitch in these systems, it's going to completely harm humanity. It's not going to have that good effect.
It's even more difficult in this time because everything is becoming digitalized. You have more hackers. You have different ways of getting into a system now, right? So if you rely solely on this and you make, suppose, obviously it's going to be a program for these, like, cyborgs and humanoids. But again, if someone can crack that system, then it's done.
It's right? going to be disastrous.
Of course.
Has it not already been disastrous?
As you pointed out yourself, it's not been in the responsible hands, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we as human beings, we have so many selfish people. We have so many people who are after power, who are after domination, because they need power. The basic thing is they need power. So in order to get to that power, they, you know, misuse out of this artificial intelligence systems. And, you know, Facebook CEO himself, recently I was going through an article, he himself admits the fact that artificial intelligence in future is not going to be very good for the human beings because it's going to have, this already has, like we have, you know, we have our phones, smartphones right now, but we are not at the same time safe. It has so much of information, whatever we do, wherever we sleep, whatever we do, like from waking up to sleeping, it has everything recorded, whether it's on, whether it's off. So even Elon Musk used that, why he uses that, you know, a kind of chip on his camera, laptop camera, but be it on or off, why he's doing that. So they know these are the, you know, some masters of the tech world. They know how much harmful it can be if it's not in the right hands. In right hands is very, very important. Even if leader of Islamic Revolution is suggesting that to create more AI system tech, you know, promote it, he trusts his nation. He knows the nation is quite responsible. But at the same time, if the same tech gets into the irresponsible hands,
and it is in the irresponsible hands, right?
It is already in
the, they've been collecting data on the way humans think and the way that we as individuals
think. And now, like, you know, whatever the application you right now you download in your phone, it asks you, accept. And at the end of the day, do I have access to your gallery, to your
audience? And I never read it. Terms and conditions, like I never read that stuff.
So many people of us, we don't read, and we don't have any choice. We are left with no choice. It's at the same time asking you and at the same time leaving you with no choice. If you do not accept those conditions, the app is not going to work.
No, but see, even look at, suppose, like an example like YouTube, right? You could be talking about a certain topic, and then an hour later, you could be scrolling through YouTube, and that same topic would come out through someone
Man,
else.
They have completely.
They're listening to everything. It's not that, you know, you're on your own. You're not on your own anymore.
I mean, I used to think they just do this for advertisement purposes. You know, they're just trying to see what kind of products is this person interested in. Like, I don't get it, though. If that was the case, why would they keep offering me, like, really weird things? Like, I don't know, things that have nothing to do with me. Like car insurance. I don't have a car, you know. But it's worse than that. The algorithms of Google, generally, you know, of Facebook, definitely, YouTube, definitely, all of these main key players.
Social media.
But Google itself, like, if you get two different people to search for something, they'll get different results according to themselves. This is not fair because it means that everybody
they
is
are
being
into your
divided.
Personal life.
Yeah.
This means they are into your personal life. They know what you like or dislike.
Yeah, it's in the fine print for most of these services. The second you start them, they're already scanning you from that moment, right? The second you search something, they pinpoint like what things you enjoy, what things you would like to see, and they give you responses depending on that.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously no two humans are alike. Hence, two searches will never be alike.
And according to me, this is one of the worst human right abuses.
It is, absolutely. Because they're hiding the truth a lot of the time. They are telling you what the information is. You type in definitions of names, Google will give you the answer. We're speaking about, is artificial intelligence a bad thing? Is it a good thing?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Before your time, Sayyid Jafar, right, there was a thing called MSN Messenger. Do you remember MSN Messenger?
That was in my time.
Before
it's
Facebook
from new generation.
And all this. Don't even try it, okay? You are Generation Z.
Well, it was the little happy face at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, do you remember ever talking to, like, a robot? You never remember that? So there was this craze going around where you could actually talk to an AI. And, you know, you'd send them a message and they'd give you a reply. And all the kids were doing it. It was so much fun. It was like, wow, it's not a real person and you're talking to it. And whatever you say, they give an appropriate response. Like if you say, are you real?
Oh, it's like the little paperclip guy for Microsoft Word back in the day.
You're just trying to prove that you're in my generation, okay?
How old are you?
The guy's like in his...
I'm the bridge between these two. Both sides now.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true to an extent. But do you remember anything like this? The fake human beings out there who you can talk to. And Facebook actually, there was a whole story about how they created lots of fake personalities that don't actually exist.
I don't remember about that, but I remember talking to some AI system while I wanted to search about my brother-in-law. He's suffering from cancer. And I wanted to search about what to do, what foods he should eat, what foods he should avoid and all. And I was talking to some AI system and yes, it was responding.
And then we have, what's it called? The Amazon lady thing, that little machine.
Alexa.
Hi, Alexa. And then it goes, hello. I don't have one. And there's other versions as well, but you ask it anything and it will give you a response. It's like having a friend in your house. Now, they are acclimatizing people to have such things in their houses. You guys seen a movie called iRobot?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's just basically another sci-fi flick where they're basically showing that everybody buys these robots and keeps them in their houses, and they're really useful. They help you in case your house is on fire, or if you need to go to hospital, or if you need some medicine. They're like slaves that you can
adding
just...
headache to parents.
Yeah, so they called it iRobot. You know, like the new iPhone. We all have smartphones. Now you get iRobots, which are basically like your own personal slaves. That sounds really cool. I really do want that. Is that bad?
That's really bad.
I would still want it.
Look, you would want it to help you get more things done. But at the end of the day, what ends up happening is no one gets anything done. And you're so reliant on that supposed machine or intelligence to do it for you, you don't know how to do it yourself. Look at kids nowadays. They can't get from one place to another. They need Google Maps. When you put a child right now in front of a group of people, they don't know how to talk to them because they're so accustomed to talking through an interface, talking through some intelligence. They're at a loss of words when you bring them out into a social environment, right? Something that's not behind a phone screen or a computer screen.
We lose being a life of a human being. We'll be more into the intelligence world if we, you know, get those, if we have those. The worst part is that they are not emotional at all. So they don't understand your emotions. And if they get emotional, that will be worst again. I saw one of the movies, it was rather an Indian movie. It was showed that at the end of the day, he puts an emotion into this robot who is his slave kind of thing. And at the end of the day, he proposes his own wife for his own fiance. And he gets into trouble that, oh my God, what happened? Okay. Yeah. I was not supposed to add emotions to him. So yes, they kind of are... good when they serve you, I suggest you don't get that.
So there's pros and cons. Okay, there definitely are pros and cons. And the thing is, most of the times where we have discussed such topics, it's been through science fiction. You know, like the movie that Sister said, like the other movies. We've all explored these themes and asked these questions through science fiction. It's fiction. It's not real.
Apart from why only movies, apart from fiction, we saw this in real life as well. Like when I go through the news that you see this video was leaked about this personality, this video was leaked about that personality. We as humans, everyone has a great aim. Everyone wants to go reach some goal. And when you know everything is getting recorded, everything, you are being monitored each and every second. You have no secrecy at all right now. And that's not fair at all. So that way you are not sure tomorrow what maybe Allah will hide, because he is, you know, we say that he hides things. He knows all secrets though, but he does not, you know. We say in Dua-i Kumail as well, all my bad things, you know, you just, you know, keep them hidden. But this artificial intelligence reveals everything. We see everything getting revealed in the news, this day, that day, and we see these personalities who reached, who became star, who took so many years to achieve something, they come down just in a few minutes.
Sister Zainab, Sayyid Jafar, thank you very much for being on the show. That's all we have time for, unfortunately. Dear listeners, we hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.